Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lee Richard. Batting second. The center fielder, Ed Stroud. Batting third. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Egan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Luis Alvarado. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting third. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roy Foster. Batting 7th. The center fielder, Ted Ford. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Jack Hydman. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Alan Foster. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Alan Foster. And now, play ball. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hydman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one. With the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stroud. Nettles reaches second base with a double. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a line drive into right field. Johnstone picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnstone. Nettles scores. Leon moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard fields it and has Leon trapped. There's the throw to Alvarado, who tags Leon for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fosse moves to second. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fosse moves to third. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt strikes out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a line drive towards first. Chambliss reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster strikes out. One out. Ted Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Egan moves to third. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John bunts for a double play. Two outs. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0 for 1 in the game. Richard hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Alan Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is called out on strikes. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Nettles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0 for 1 in the game. Stroud strikes out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ford. May reaches second base with a double. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. May moves to third. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hydman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 1 in the game. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 1 in the game. Chambliss hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive towards first. May reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnstone is called out on strikes. One out. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Egan hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alvarado takes first base on ball 4. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-1 in the game. John hits a fly ball into right field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hydman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0-for-2 in the game. Richard is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-2 in the game. Stroud hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Alan Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Egan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Nettles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Leon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nettles moves to second. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0-for-2 in the game. Fossey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nettles scores. Leon moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-2 in the game. Chambliss hits a line drive into left field. Reichardt picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Reichardt. Leon scores. Fossey moves to third. Chambliss moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Vicente Romo now pitching. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Romo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. Foster hits a line drive into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Hollander now playing left field. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hydman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-2 in the game. Reichardt hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Foster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Veda Pinson pinch hits for Ted Ford. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Hyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hyman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Alan Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. Foster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Veda Pinson now playing center field. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Egan hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles juggles the ball. That's an error on Nettles. Lemay pinch hits for Vicente Romo. Lemay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0-for-3 in the game. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Don Eddy now pitching. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Nettles hits a fly ball into right field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Leon takes first base on ball 4. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eddie fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Eddie. Leon moves to second. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fosse takes first base on ball 4. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chambliss hits a line drive into center field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stroud takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. May strikes out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton strikes out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 3 in the game. Reichardt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stroud moves to third. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnstone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stroud scores. Reichardt moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Ed Farmer now pitching. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Reichardt moves to third. Johnstone moves to second. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Egan strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.